You're very suggestible, and that's unfortunate. I disagree. I think that's very fortunate, Roku. In fact, I'd say it's the reason that you're here right now, because you're highly suggestible, which means you're the perfect sort of individual that I could make the focus of my words. Yes. Why don't we take a little while, a little moment, to share together in a story then? Because I know that I always enjoy taking some time to enjoy a story. I'll just drop in a nice little intro, and we'll get going, okay? Thank you for joining me today. As usual, it's a pleasure to share a little bit of time with your lovely mind. I always enjoy getting an opportunity to spin a wonderful yarn, a tale, or a story, especially when I get to do so in a setting I enjoy, in a place and a time that I've been before, that I've visited upon, and brought into reality. So, without taking too much longer, why don't we do exactly that? Why don't we give ourselves that opportunity to get nice and comfortable, to listen up, let your ears take in these words, let your mind process them, and before you know it, we'll have built an image, we'll have weaved a tapestry together, and in only a few minutes, you'll be so thoroughly wrapped up and enthralled inside of it that you won't even know how you got there, other than the reality of the experience that you are certainly already finding oh so very appealing. After all, I would imagine that you've shifted into a comfortable position, and if you haven't, well, now's your opportunity. And I bet your breathing would probably start to slow as you calm and listen, as you let my words permeate your mind. And before you know it, you can just let your eyes slip closed if you haven't already closed them. You can lay back or lean back or sit back and just let those words pour down over you like warm water in the shower, like the feeling of falling asleep after you wake up early in the morning, the sensation of calm just permeating you. And of course, you might still have the occasional thought. You may even think of something outside of this moment, of this time, and that doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. The human mind is not a perfectly compliant piece of machinery. It is an organic and complex system capable of amazing feats and also subject to unique limitations. So it's always important to remind oneself that you're allowed to have that imperfection while attempting to strive for a it's important to remember that you can give yourself the opportunity to strive for a specific state of mind and still be allowed to have little imperfections created by your organic nature. Good. You've done a very wonderful job thus far of listening and allowing yourself this little segment of existence to be here. And as you breathe in again this time, let's just go through a little bit of the classical relaxation and just allowing that breath to carry out with it any tension that's built up in you throughout the course of your day, anything that you're clinging on to, any thoughts. And just every time that you let it out, you can just imagine your body becoming looser and limper and slacker, wrapped up in my words, so warm and so soft. And you can just slip and drip and drop away from reality, not falling, but simply rotating 90 degrees elsewhere into another place, another time, another moment. And there you are. It's calm. It's peaceful. It's soft. almost cloudy, perceptions of reality shifting and warping, unspecific, unimportant, and yet so many concepts, so many pieces of reality waiting just beyond. In the dreamscape once more, seeing or feeling or knowing that those roiling clouds contain potential, possibility, concepts, so very many things. And as you do, you can give yourself again that opportunity to let go of any presence, of any awareness outside of this roiling, cloudy, wonderful, comfortable place in which my voice supports, buoys, and shapes your reality, the reality of the dreamscape. And of course, you might spot our destination, an area, a region, a space that's unique and vibrant, full of life and mind-altering substances. The universe of a lovely group of sapient plants known as the Apheni, who have been domesticating quite a few different species, including the Terrans. And that portal might begin to pull, might begin to form into an irresistible vortex, just like passing over the errant horizon of a black hole, stretching you out for a moment here and a moment there. And unlike that of a black hole, there is an instant in which suddenly you are through. Time progressing quite linearly. pulling you through. And now you're present in another body, another time, another place, a body that is similar to yours in shape and form and function, definitely human, however, dressed quite differently than you would normally attire yourself in soft, flowing fabric, companion garb of an Apheni pet, soft, delicate, airy, multicolored, maybe even geometrically blocked up into different colors. Beautiful and yet very, very evocative. And, of course, designed to display all your best features. After all, an owner, as you suddenly know, would always want their pet to look their best. And you are quite aware now of what it is to be the Apheni pet, to feel that implant that they place into each and every one of their wards to guarantee submission and joy all at once, sending tingles down your spine from where it rests right in the base of your neck and skull. Those thin, gentle, specifically cultured and grown piece of bioware that's inside of you at this very moment, regulating your thoughts, your wants, your needs. Sure, it might not be able to perfectly prune and trim away any thought that you have that isn't inside of its parameters, but it can certainly make you tranquil, calm, peaceful, serene, or completely drugged out of your mind. And it certainly knows if you're thinking too much when you shouldn't be, if the settings of that little piece of tech are tweaked just right. It sends a shiver of joy down you to remember how good it feels to be so helplessly controlled by your owner, when she stands towering over you, beautiful, voluptuous, living mass of plant that she is, shaped in such a beautiful manner because she crafted and sculpted herself to be the most beautiful humanoid-shaped plant you could possibly imagine. And of course, so utterly overpowering, remembering being scooped up in her arms just this morning before she ran off to do some errands, leaving you here in the hab unit for a little while. And there was that other thing, you think to yourself, sitting on the couch, now, holding your tablet. You search it. You've learned some words of their language. You search for grove. And there's just far too many results. She said something about the grove. What did she say? You couldn't quite make it all out. their strange language, a little bit impossible to discern for you still. However, you know that it was something that left your owner quite desperate. No, that wasn't the right way to express it. The way that she moved. No, it was eager, needy. You've never seen your owner like that before. But when her friend suggested it, pointed out that it had been months and months since she had last visited the Grove, oh, how intrigued you became. And now, having looked and searched and spent quite some time trying to track it down, you simply haven't been able to get any information. So when she arrives home, I would imagine that you'd hop right up from that couch and try your best to put on your little defiant human expression, maybe pouting, putting your hands on hips, standing and looking ever so cute as you ask and inquire some more. And at first, your owner tries to brush you off, ruffling your hair with soft, silky, smooth tendrils, until you persist even through the delightful pleasure of being touched by your owner, those chemicals flowing from the implant at the faintest tracing of a tendril, making you want to just roll over and let your owner pick you up in her strong arms, petting you and playing with you, but you break through just enough to beg and plead and insist that you have to know. You simply must. And so she wavers for a moment and looks down at you in her wonderful, soft arms. Well, I suppose there's no harm in showing you one time, but I must warn you, my sweet little Terran, that it is a very intense experience, even for us Afini. The Grove is, well, a lot like getting, what is it you humans call it? Ah, yes, a makeover. Though that's not really right. I think it's a little bit closer to a haircut isn't right either, no. Bath? No. You know what I think I'll have to show you, my little sweet? Would you like that? You nod vigorously, knowing that if it's something that your owner wants and thinks is safe for you, well, you could trust it, even if it is somewhat of an arcane concept beyond description in words to a human. Surely it'll have to be fun. Okay, well, since you seem intrigued, I think we can go check it out. After all, I did just get back from there, and it's been months since I've indulged, and you know, indulging with my pet isn't something I thought I would be lucky enough to partake in. So why not? I think you deserve that opportunity, she says as she slips one of her tendrils around your collar, linking you helplessly to her, and turns to walk from the room, faintly tugging at it. You find yourself following along quickly through the halls, passing other Afini and their companions, passing through open areas deeper inside of the station, until you head into the farm areas and past them into the arboretum, the great open space covered in a myriad of beautiful plants, the grass soft and swishing gently in the simulated breeze, the flowers verdant and varied all throughout the space, and there on the other side is a thick grove of strange trees, trees that look like they grew in a world of fairies, as they arc up and away from the ground, as they wrap in space looking suspended, almost as if their leaves were formed from the clouds themselves at sunset. It's a strange and ethereal place, out of place almost in this technological and organic space, not because of its nature, but because of its otherworldliness, feeling almost magical. You'd caught a sight of it before once in the Arboretum, but only the tops of the trees. You'd never been to this area, the vast, cavernous O'Neill Cylinder. What could be inside those trees? Well, I'm sure you'll find out soon enough. As that's exactly where you're headed. All right, Pat. I think there's one other thing you're going to need, though. Probably should give you a little injection of something to make this experience all the more intense. Because I, for one, know that you love my intimate touch. And the Grove is a very intimate space. So why not be ready for it, eager for it, desperate for it? You nod and blush and try to hide your face as you feel the Athene's arm slide down as it opens slightly, a tendril extruding out with a bloom on it, sharp needle protruding, pink ichor dripping from the tip. Pierces into you. You let out a faint, little yelp as it lets drugs course down into your body, sending you into a glowing heat, making you so very desperate for more touch. But before you can nuzzle your face into the softness of your owner, you're entering the Grove. The ground here is made up from soft, grass-like vines that seem to spread everywhere from the base of the trees. They remind you almost of your owners. So delicate and gentle, undulating even, defying the light gravity applied by the spin of the cylinder. And yet, they seem to have awareness almost, as they part around you, gently dragging their tips across your skin, sending electric rainbows through your mind and body. And before you know it, you're in the center of a clearing, surrounded by this strange, otherworldly forest. And then the tendrils all draw back as though a burst of wind had blown them flat, and they begin to gently undulate from side to side. The trees sway in and more flow forth from them, almost hanging around you like vines, like serpents. And then they reach out one by one, the first questing tendrils touching your skin, gently wrapping the vines around you, restraining you, spread eagle in the light gravity, pulling you up into the air suspended so carefully already, as they just flow from all sides, flow over you and your owner, as your owner relaxes into them, letting them worm their way around her body. You feel them gripping gently, smoothly tugging, coiling, sliding, slipping, making your mind turn into a white fuzz of blank pleasure, absolutely obliterating any hope of thought, leaving your mind empty, blissful, and so very needy for these touches, these ethereal kisses, these wonderful things that they are, soft, delicate intimacy all across your body. It's almost too much. All at once, everywhere, you can even feel the tendrils begin to quest elsewhere. As you needily squirm your hips, your butt. They're touching you in a very specific way, sending ripples of sensation through your body, tracing delicate little electric spirals on your most intimate areas, causing you to squirm and writhe against your bonds that seem to give just enough that you never strain yourself. You want more and more, even when you feel them brushing against your most vulnerable spaces and areas, against your mouth, your ass. Oh, and one other spot. that's so intense that you can't even put words to how good it feels. You try to look around but can't glimpse anything through the sea of greenery around you, the verdant, glistening beauty of nature. It's so wonderful. And then you feel another one brush against that mouth of yours, worm its way in almost like fingers, sweet with something like honey, a sap-like taste, almost like maple syrup, better even, delicious. You want to suck every drop right off. You want to taste it in your mouth, and as you do, a warm fuzz enters your head, knowing yet again that it's laced with something potent, powerful, and definitely enhancing your sensory experience. Your mind turning into white bliss with each passing moment as you suckle, as you feel the tendrils probe in and around, filling and gripping you in all the best ways. Such a nice feeling. So helpless as you feel this cocoon of tentacles around you, as it spreads you out, as it holds you, buoys you, so you feel like you're almost floating in this gentle intensity, this full body fucking. It's wonderful. You swear you can almost feel the tendrils grazing the very surface of your mind with how intimately they're touching you. You know they couldn't possibly be, but at the same time, the whispering, the rustling, the sound of the wind on the trees above, the tendrils moving, it almost creates a symphony that resonates and sings with the sensation, sending you into a space of ecstasy and pleasure unlike anything else. You moan, you gasp, you want more. And oh, does the grove oblige? It gives more and more as you allow yourself to give in to its pleasure, as you submit to it, as you welcome its menstruations, its touch, its wonderful, potent pleasure, and its overwhelming in the best ways, breaking apart any thoughts, destroying any potential idea beyond yes, more, please, need, want, I need, is about as long of a sentence as you're gonna manage right now, as you're helplessly carried along, helplessly pulled deeper, deeper still with each passing moment, and it feels so good. So wonderful. Your skin feels slick almost, smoothed by this touching, by the chemicals, the drugs, the secretions, the saps, the smooth, wonderful tentacles all around you. You lose track of time. You lose track of reality outside the pleasure until sometime later you finally regain a semblance of awareness of the outside world as you find yourself being gently disgorged by this cocoon of greenery into the arms of your waiting owner. You're limp from the pleasure, unable to do anything other than lay there blankly, docilely, happily as your owner carries you back through the arboretum, the farms, the haps, past many other pets and their owners, until eventually you return to your hab unit, just as you drift off to sleep, to that blank mindlessness once more, feeling the vortex pull gently, feeling the vortex grip you, as the event horizon inverts and you are gently and inexorably pulled back into the dreamscape, in one wonderful, fluid, intense, slip, drip, emerge, drop, back into that cloudy, roiling expanse, aware of yourself, knowing that everything you've experienced can be left behind. You can take the memories with you, and if you want to go back, you can always listen again, and that you yourself are quite safe, quite the same, and hopefully have had a thoroughly delightful time. As I know I have. just letting each moment pull you back further into that awareness of roiling concept and possibility, ideas, wants, needs of your own flitting in until they form the whole, the self once more. And now, drifting from the dreamscape back to reality, with one, drifting up, two, feeling grounded, three, feeling your body, four, the room, five, each breath bringing you more and more back to that crystal clear reality, and six, and seven, and eight, almost there, and nine, and ten, and wide awake for me. Thank you so very much for listening. And if you did happen to enjoy this, please do consider checking out more of my content elsewhere. I hope you have a great rest of your day.